It is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. White House officials said Thursday U.S. involvement with Afghanistan's Taliban rulers had entered an uncertain new phase as U.S. officials continue working to evacuate about 100 Americans still in the country. The White House press secretary said the U.S. is waiting to engage with the new unelected government, stressing the U.S. maintains non-military leverage. Meanwhile, the Taliban said Friday it is close to forming a government, with the hardliners under intense international scrutiny over their vow to rule Afghanistan with greater tolerance, especially on women's rights. The announcement of a new administration will happen Saturday at the earliest, a Taliban spokesperson told AFP. It was earlier expected to be made after Friday afternoon prayers. The Islamists face the enormous challenge of shifting gears from insurgent group to governing power, days after the United States fully withdrew its troops and ended 2 days of war. Taliban officials indicated their fledgling government was strengthening ties with China and other nations. China confirmed a tweet from a Taliban spokesperson hours earlier, indicating that Beijing will keep open its embassy in Kabul. Other Taliban officials said on Twitter that they were holding diplomatic meetings with Britain and Germany. Qatar and Turkey are also helping the new Afghan government set up the main airport in Kabul. Ukraine has accused Russia of trying to ramp up military support for separatists after Moscow refused to extend the mandate of international observers stationed on the border between the two countries. Hundreds of OSCE monitors have been involved in two long-running missions in the areas where Ukrainian troops and pro-Russian separatists began fighting in 2014. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden.